This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A somber U.S. President Trump spoke to the nation Monday in the aftermath of two gunmen killing a total of 31 people in two incidents over a 13-hour period. As VOA's Jim Malone reports, the president focused on mental health issues and warned of the perils of the internet and violent video games in the wake of the gun violence, but said little about new gun control measures.
Trump also tried to address some of the more disturbing trends on display in the country in recent years.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
Several Democrats have condemned the president and his rhetoric in the wake of the mass shootings in the states of Texas and Ohio. In El Paso, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar said the toxic political environment can be a catalyst to violence.
There are deadly consequences to bigotry, racism, and hate. There are deadly consequences to dehumanizing our fellow human beings.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday, according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks altogether. Pyongyang has warned Washington and Seoul several times not to conduct the drill, which started Monday with computer-based simulations. North Korea has conducted at least four launches in recent weeks, an apparent attempt to increase pressure on Washington and Seoul to make concessions ahead of possible nuclear talks.